Gentleman signed a 2-year contract extension today with the Edmonton Eskimos. Mike Riley joins us now. Mike, how you doing?
I'm doing well. How about yourself, Jason?
I'm doing all right. I'm a little fired up. I will say this. I'm not a fan of the new closed locker room thing. I don't buy into the sanctuary thing. What do you, as somebody who's now going to have to stand up for 25 minutes after practice, isn't that going to be worse than just sitting down in a more comfortable atmosphere?
I'm used to it right now because we, I think, implemented that during training camp. So I just find a nice pad out on the back of the end zone to sit down on and hang out. But, you know, and I usually find you and we poke some fun at each other. But, you know what, honestly, I stand behind our club's decision. You know, I think that they're always trying to do what's in the best interests of our team. You know, I know that some people aren't going to be real happy about it, but, you know, like I say, we did it during training camp. So for me, it doesn't really change much. I know that I'm going to have the interviews one way or another, you know, and I don't mind doing them at all. So, you know, whatever they tell me the protocol is, I'm more than happy to do it.
The negotiation, do you have any part in your negotiations or is it all your agent?
It's my agent. Dan Vertlieb is the guy that I work with, and I have a ton of faith and trust in him. So honestly, even when it's not a contract year, my communication with him, you know, is basically on a need to know basis. And sometimes we'll just chat just to catch up, but it was no different during these talks. You know, if there was something that he felt like I really needed to hear or know, he would get in touch with me. But for the most part, I just left that with Dan and Ed, and I knew that was in good hands.
Obviously, it went the way you wanted it. Was this something you wanted done before the season, not having hanging over you or not having to discuss it throughout the year?
Yeah, I was definitely hopeful that we could get something done before the season because, you know, you're always going to have your distractions. You can't ever get rid of all of them. But to eliminate one potential distraction before the season starts and to just be able to add that much more focus to the on-the-field product is a really good feeling.
Mike Riley joins us on a 2-year extension with the Eskimos, meaning he is through until the end of the 2016 year. Mike, I guess the uneasiness of training camp is over. Not that that means jobs are safe by any stretch, but you've seen some guys get released. Some guys maybe can breathe a little bit better now as you focus on the first game of the season. I guess talk about that. And, you know, you've been through it before. I think this year you probably weren't really worried about getting cut or anything like that. But was there an uneasiness that's now maybe relaxed a little bit? And is it noticeable around the team?
You definitely feel a difference after the final cut day in any training camp. I've been on both ends of it. You know, I've gone in on that final cut day and left without a job. And obviously I've made some teams as well. So, I've been on both ends of the spectrum, but without fail, every place that I've been, you know, the first team meeting after cut day, there's always kind of a buzz in the room. Everybody's very excited, you know, and for a number of reasons. The vets are excited because training camp's done and over with, and now we can focus on the regular season where the games matter. You know, we kind of fall into our routine. And for the young guys, you know, it's a big step for them. It's the first time that they've made a professional team in their career. You know, so everybody's really excited, but I think our coaching staff made it clear too that it's not a time to take the foot off the gas pedal, that everybody is still being evaluated on a daily basis, you know, whether it's practice or games. You know, you really can't let up. You should really be pushing harder than ever now that the regular season has started and these games count for something. You know, and they're always evaluating because there's always somebody that wants to come in and take your job. You know, you see it in the NFL. I think Monday or Tuesday is the day off for the players, and they bring 10 guys in and work them out every single week. Obviously, things are a little bit different here in the CFL, but certainly you still see, you know, mid-season transactions that do happen. So, you know, I think that our staff in front office made it clear that they want guys here that are going to help us to win, and they're going to continue to evaluate.
Mike Riley joins us. Mike, starting on the road or at home, I'm sure not a big issue right now. Understanding the offense, of course, is the big issue. Where do you think the entire group collectively is at understanding McAdoo's new offense?
You know, I think it's a work in progress for sure, and I think it will be not just for this season, but I think for the entire time that I have the chance to run this offense. And the reason I say that is it's a very innovative offense, and they want to push the envelope. And they don't want to be predictable. So even though I feel like our grasp of the offense is really high right now, they're going to continue to implement new things. And as we face different opponents that do different things defensively, we're going to continue to add wrinkles. So again, we're going to keep our foot on the gas pedal. And I think that the guys understand that our comfort level is really good with this offense right now, but we're not where we want to be. We've got to continue to push and try to get better. And I think that we'll see that each week. We'll probably get a little bit better. But right now, I feel confident in our ability to go out and operate, this weekend in BC at a very high level.
When you mentioned not being predictable, I know you've told me before that it's an offense that doesn't necessarily revolve around needing a superstar. So from the quarterback to the running back to the receivers, there's going to be a lot of guys. I don't know if that means Fred Stamps isn't going to have 100 yards every game or not. But do you still need in every successful offense a few go-to plays in crunch time?
Yeah, for sure. You got to have your sparks. You got to have guys that they can step up, in crunch time, especially late in the game in the fourth quarter. And you're going to have, you know who those guys are. You know who the guys are that have done it in the past. But this offense, as you mentioned, that I told you, it's not based around the superstars. It's not, that's just too predictable, too easy to key on, and too easy for defenses to take away. It's really just about the execution, and whoever pops open is going to get the ball based on what the defense does. But that being said, we're still going to do formations and motions and things like that, have play designs to get the ball to certain guys in situations. And you have to be able to do both to be successful in this league.
Mike Riley joins us. Mike, Coach Jones said the main reason for the decision to release veteran Hugh Charles was protecting the quarterback from a running back's position. Can you talk about, how impactful and important the running back is in the blocking schemes and a lot of your offensive play calls?
Yeah, definitely. Those guys, they have a lot on their plate in terms of what they're asked to do, because they got to be able to catch the ball, they got to be able to run the ball, and they got to be able to block. So they're basically doing everything throughout the course of the game. So, our offensive system puts, a lot of pressure on those guys to be able to perform those duties. And, the guys that we have here with John and Tyler, they're both, powerful, strong backs that run really hard downhill. And they also are effective in the run blocking and the pass blocking and those type of things. And we're going to utilize them out of the backfield, catching the ball. So they got to be multidimensional for sure. I think this offense probably puts a little bit more onus on those guys maybe than systems that we've ran in the past.
Mike Riley, quarterback, the Eskimos, joins us. Mike, as you implement new things in the offense, for Eskimo fans, what's the biggest difference you see in your offense this year compared to last?
Putting a stretch on the defense, not just trying to attack them, vertically down the field, but also having the intermediate and the shorter range passes. We have more plays in our quick game playbook that we can get the ball out of our hands pretty fast. But we also have on our downfield passing, we have more outlets underneath, if something happens, if they're dropping into a zone and taking away all those downfield throws. I think that the way this offense is designed is that there's no perfect coverage against any one play. There's always going to be an option, for the ball to go to. And that's just on the quarterback, on me, to be able to recognize that and find the guy, whether it's, 50 yards downfield or right at the line of scrimmage. There's plenty of options, and that's going to keep me more upright and take a little bit of pressure off the rest of the guys, and that's a good thing.
Film room, how much more do you have to spend in it maybe compared to last year? Like, did you have to, because last year I'm guessing when you came into Edmonton, I'm not sure when you signed how much time in advance you got the new offense from the coordinator Doug Sams last year. Were you able to get a jump start because McAdoo gave it to you, I think it was in February? Has that allowed you to be more prepared in camp this year compared to last?
I still spend a ton of time in there. I definitely feel very comfortable with where we're at, but at the same time, I've noticed within this offense, with all the different things that we have going on, as soon as I start to feel a little bit comfortable and maybe I take a step back from studying certain plays or making sure that I'm 100% on something, I can see my performance slip a little bit. So this is the type of offense I think that, I'm never going to be able to just – say, okay, I finally got it. I don't need to spend any time, you know, worrying about this type of stuff. I got to be in here constantly studying. And that, you know, that's because of all the different innovative things that we're doing. And that's great for our offense. But, you know, it definitely takes not just on myself, but on the wideouts and the running backs and the offensive line. Everybody's got to be on the same page, and they got to put the time in, not just the 4 hours, you know, that we're here at the stadium. They got to put in the extra time. And I think the guys are doing that.
Mike, congratulations on the new contract extension. Now, there's no option, right? That's out now. So it's just a flat 2-year deal, right?
That's the beauty of the new CBA. There's no option year in the contracts anymore. It's just a straight contract. So that's the difference from the past.
And what's the Eskimo rule? Like, what do your teammates make you buy them now that you get a new contract?
Well, you know, I did have a new set of headphones that Freddie saw a couple of weeks ago, and he was pretty jealous of them. You know, in passing, I said, hey, man, you know what? If I ever do an extension around here, I'll go ahead and get you a pair. And it wasn't 2 minutes that I came down from my press conference and Freddie found me and said, hey, man, I can't wait to get my new headphones. So it's already started, but, you know, that's not a bad problem to have.
Are they Dre Beats or what are they?
That's what they are, yeah. They're the nice, like, wireless ones, you know, so he doesn't want to have those cords to get tangled up.
Okay, and what music do you listen to when you were, like, what's your songs of choice to fire you up? Like, I'm assuming Baby Got Back is one of the songs.
Oh, of course, yeah.
Like, now that's probably your go-to song before. And have any of your teammates asked for you to do an encore performance of your karaoke song yet?
No, you know what, they know that comes around once a year, so I'm surprised they haven't given you a call, or maybe they have, trying to get their hands on that video. But I think that's the only chance they're going to have of seeing me do that. In terms of my go-to song, you know what, I'm not really even sure what I have on right now. It's definitely not Miley Cyrus, although she's probably on there somewhere. I don't know, Rammer's here. Rammer, what's your top song, bro? What do you got? Nitty Gritty Dirt Band.
Oh, wow.
Fishing in the Dark, which might be my karaoke song next year as
Nice. Oh, I like, you want to come back and try to win. I like that.
Well, of course, you know, now I got my feet wet. Now I got a little taste of the action.
There'll be no nerves next season. All right.
That's right.
Perfect. Well, we'll hold you to that. I love it.
All right. Sounds good, Mike, to me.
Congratulations on the new deal. Good luck on Saturday.
Thanks a lot, Jason. I appreciate it.